Shalom and Yeshua. This is Rabin Deborah Brandt, and this is Day 8, My Rock and My Fortress, Psalm 31, 1-3. To the chief musician, a psalm of David. In you, O Lord, do I put my trust and seek refuge. Let me never be put to shame or have my hope in you disappointed. Deliver me in your righteousness. Bow down your ear to me. Deliver me speedily. Be my rock of refuge, a strong fortress to save me. Yes, you are my rock and my fortress. Therefore, for your name's sake, lead me and guide me. I'll go to read some additional Psalms. Psalm 18, verse 1 and 2. For the music director, a psalm of David, the servant of Adonai. He chanted the words of this song to Adonai on the day that Adonai delivered him from the hand of all his enemies and from the hand of Saul. He said, I love you, Adonai, my strength. Adonai is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. God is my rock, and in him I take refuge, my shield, my horn of salvation, my stronghold. And then Psalm 62, verse 7, he alone is my rock and my salvation, my strong tower, I will not be moved. Psalm 94, verse 22, but Adonai has been my fortress and my God, the rock of my refuge. And 2 Samuel 22, verse 3, my God is my rock, in him I take refuge, my shield and my horn of salvation, my stronghold and my refuge, my Savior. You save me from violence. How many times in your life have you seen God be the rock in your life that you were able to run to him in your time of need, in your time of desperation, looking to him for your strength? We see in Psalm 31, David listing all of the attributes of God in his life. There's actually 38. In you I put my trust. 2, you are my rock. 3, you are my fortress. 4, you are my strength. 5, into your hands I commit my spirit. 6, you have redeemed me. 7, I will be glad and rejoice in your mercies. 8, you have considered my troubles. 9, you have known me in adversity. 10, you have not permitted the enemy to overcome me. 11, you have enlarged my place. 12, I am in trouble. 13, my eye is consumed with grief. 14, I grieve in my innermost being. 15, my life is spent with grief. 16, my strength fails because of grief over my sin. 17, I was a reproach to you among my enemies. 18, I was a fear to my friends. 19, men fled from me for shame. 20, many forget me as a dead man. 21, I am to men like a broken and useless vessel. 22, many slander me for my sin. 23, fears beset me on every side. 24, many have plotted to take my life. 25, in spite of all, I trust you. How many times have we felt like David in our life as well, when people have turned against us, people have forsaken us, and people have misjudged us, and our heart has been grieved and hurt? But David says again, in spite of this all, I trust you. He didn't become bitter. 26, I maintain that you are my God. 27, my life is in your hand. 28, I have prayed to you. 29, your goodness is great. 30, you have rich rewards for those who put their trust in you. 31, you protect the righteous. 32, you will keep them from slander. 33, you have shown me marvelous kindness. 34, I was hasty at first and thought I would be cut off. 35, you have heard my prayers. 36, saints, you should love God, for he preserves the faithful. 37, be of good courage. 38, God will strengthen you. Just as David made sure that God got the glory, even through all his tests and trials, he admitted, you know, his sins. He admitted how he was truly feeling in his heart. I mean, God already knew, but his heart was open to God. And he never failed to give thanks to him and to put his faith and trust in him for bringing him through all of this adversity in his life. And the same thing we need to do. We need to be thankful for him, be open with him in our heart, be open with him in our own heart, how we felt at times. But the end should always be our eyes looking up to him and giving him the glory and the praise and thanks for all we have gone through, knowing again that he is our rock. Shalom and Yeshua.